Hi, so my name is Daniel Morin. I'm a senior software developer at Collabora, and I've been working on JSumer for a while. So at Collabora, I lead the effort working on adding analytics support to JSumer. And also I'm a JSumer developer. So today, first let's talk about JSumer. It's a a lot of you already know it. It's a major multimedia framework, open source. It exists for 26 years now, I think, and it's maintained by a thriving and very welcoming community. So if you have any interest, I invite any of you to join. I'm relatively new to the community, so I went to the, it has an extensive plugin system. It's a proven architecture, very flexible and composable. And it's been used for analytics for a long time. But more recently, with all the analytics, all the major silicon vendor adopted it, forked it, and specialized it on their framework. And so, why do we have GST analytics? But well, because we want the core of this to be available in the upstream JSumer, not necessarily in the vendor fork. So this way, when you decide to move to a different platform, you don't have to restart pretty much all what you've done from scratch. And so based on this, what we want to offer is a loose coupling with, we want you to have the access to the acceleration, but in a loose coupled way, like it is done for codec and everything else on JSumer. In the way we do this, we really adopt the JSumer way, the mechanism, and in some case, if the mechanism doesn't fit it, then we adapt it to the analytics needs, and other elements in JSumer can benefit from it. And most importantly, I think that it's a community-driven effort. We get inputs from very experienced developer and reviews, and we understand the needs of more people because they can bring it to the project. Just a little bit about what is GST analytics. Well, it's a set of elements that are a bit specialized for this. For example, ONNX inference, TF-Lite, Burn. Those are the elements that encapsulate the inference framework. Because in machine learning, the outputs normally is very specific to the model. So we have elements, we have what we call tensor decoders. So they translate the output from the models to a more standard way inside JSumer that other element can use, again, decoupling it from the model. So we can think about, if we have an object detection or a segmentation another model dealing with voice, well, it's not necessarily specific to that model. Like, you can build an application that's using it without being specific to that model if you find later on that you have another one that is more efficient or more suited for your platform. You're able to change it without, you're able to change the model you use without impacting your application. Consumers, once we've produced those results, we've built a couple of elements that can use it. Like, we have overlays, ONVIF, serializer, deserializer, and the latest is a bit earlier I was talking about, we are adopting the built-in mechanism in JSumer. For example, JSumer use negotiation to find the compatible elements that based on capabilities. So for example, in inference element will produce capabilities that are specific to this model, and then the tensor decoder have the capabilities that describe the capability they can support. So this way they can be negotiated, and so this allow us to create a tensor decode bin. So we can select the right tensor decoder based on the model that is used. So it simplify, again, building in an application on top of it. In JSumer we have metas. Metas are attached to a buffer, and we extended this to for analytics, for example, you know, we can describe object detection, classification, key points, and so on. So this is the meta framework is very flexible. At the base is just a matrix that defines relation between different metas and containers. So you're able to create new metas as you need, but you have already multiple examples to follow to do this. And as of in 1.28 that was released last week, now we have the negotiation is available inside between tensor decoders and inference is available inside JStreamer. Here's a typical, very simple analytics pipeline. You normally have a source of data, pre-processing, an analysis, post-processing, and analytics. And here I just mapped it to a simple pipeline. You know, there's a lot of JStreamer element that can already do most of the pre-processing we do. Some of it is a little still, it's in the inference because we didn't have, for example, for float support, we don't have a video type that support floating point, but we are adding this as we are working on this. It should be available soon. For the next part, I'll switch to a bit a demo. So I'll show a demo and explain a bit more what is what I was talking about here. So